In Kol HaTorah Kula, there's a principle of Roiv, right? It governs so much of Shas. Achri Rabim Lahatois, that's Ruba de Isa Kaman, Maka Ova Ve'imai Moisumas, that's the Sugi in the first parak of Masach Teshulin, that's Ruba de Lesa Kaman. There's Bittel Beroiv, when you learn the Sugis of Yerideya, Kol de Parish, Me Ruba Parish, Teisha Chanuyois, right? Roiv comes in a whole bunch of different forms. Ruba Kekulai, right? You don't have to drink the whole glass of wine. You could drink Roiv of the Kais, right? There's many different applications of Rav, but throughout Shas, there's an idea of Rav, stating that when it comes to Mammon, we have a klal of Ein Holchim B'Mammon Achar Rav. And the question is why? Maishna Dine Mammonis Mikol HaTorah Kula, that when it comes to Dine Mammonis, over there, the rule is that Ein Holchim B'Mammon Achar Rav. So one thing that we need to just clarify right out of the gate, and that is, when we say Ein Holchim B'Mammon Achar Rav, Taisa speaks that in a bunch of places in Shas. It means that if you want to use a roiv to be moitzi mammon from somebody. So if there's a muchzik, somebody's holding on to money, and you want to now take money from him, and you're coming with the koyach of roiv, it's then that we say, ein hochem a mammon achar roiv. But if there was a mammon amoto besafik, and nobody was muchzik in that money, then you wouldn't say, ein hochem a mammon achar roiv. That's a klal. And that's something we need to take for granted. So it's true, ein hochem b'mammon achar haroiv, but that's only when you're coming to be moitzi mammon. So if you're being moitzi mammon from somebody and your koyach to be moitzi mammon is roiv, al zeh nemar ein hochem b'mammon achar roiv. But to the extent that you want to use a roiv not to be moitzi mammon, so then it's going to be okay. So for example, in our case, where there was a mechira and the lekeach gave money already to the meicher took the shor, and now the lekeach goes to the meicher and he says, give me back the money, and it's based on rubel or radio. Oh, so you want to use a roiv to take the money back from the meicher, ein hochem b'mammon achar roiv. Or in the case of a meicher peiris, it's the same thing. And all the cases we're going to see, ein hochem b'mammon achar roiv means that you can't be moitzi mammon. But to the extent that you're not coming to be moitzi mammon, then already it's going to be okay. But the question is, why can't you be moitzi mammon with a roiv? Right? It just changes the nusach of the question a little bit. At the end of the day, just because I want to be moitzi mammon, that should be a problem. Now, at first glance, the teretz would seem to be, and as I is mashma from Tosis throughout Shas, it's because when somebody is muchzik in money, he has a chazaka. What's his chazaka? His chazaka is muchzik, cheskas mammon. Chazak is also a halach in the Torah. Roiv works in Kol HaTorah Kula, but roiv doesn't work keneged cheskas mammon. So if you want to go now and you want to be moitzi mammon, so you want to use the roiv to overpower the chazaka, you can't do that because the cheskas mammon is going to trump over the roiv. That's the Pashat Mahalach. The problem is, and this is the Ktsoisis Kasha in Simin Reish Pei, and it's the Ktsoisis Kasha in Shmaitza Dalet Chav Dalet. We know the rule is that Ruba v'chazaka, Ruba Adif. That if there's ever a face-off between a Roiv and a Chazaka, the Roiv is always Adif. So if that's the case, why Ein Hochem B'Mammon Achar Roiv? And it's noniach, the only time Ein Hochem B'Mammon Achar Roiv is when you're coming to be Moitzi Mammon, and being that you're coming to be Moitzi Mammon, so now the Roiv is going up against a cheskas mammon, but at the end of the day, a cheskas mammon is only a chazaka. That's what it is. A fancy chazaka, but it's a chazaka. And if ruba v'chazaka, ruba adif, so roiv is always better than chazaka, so why can't roiv be moitzi mammon? Let the roiv of ruba l'radio be adif from the chazaka, the muchzik that the meicher has in the money, and say the principle of ruba v'chazaka, ruba adif. So klar. In Kol HaTorah Kula, there's something called roiv. When it comes to mammon, ein hochem b'mammon achar roiv. True, the only time ein hochem b'mammon achar roiv is when you want to be moitzi mammon with the roiv. Where there's a muchzik and you're going up against a cheskes mammon, you want to slap out money with a roiv, ein hochem b'mammon achar roiv. The problem is, who cares that the roiv is trying to be moitzi from a muchzik? Who cares that it's going up against a muchzik? At the end of the day, all muchzik is a chazaka. And if ruba v'chazaka, ruba adif, and that is the klal in Shas, so then why is it ein hochem b'mammon achar roiv? Why is it that the roiv is not other from the cheskas mammon? Maishno cheskas mammon from any other chazaka. So as it relates to today's raid, I think it's kedai to speak out two mahalach. The first mahalach, which is Chura, the most poshut of mahalach. Again, this is yisoid hachasidus v'shoyrish ha'avoidat mima, as it relates to yeshiva shesugiyas, as it relates to understanding nashim nezikin. And that is from the Trumas Hadashin. The Ktzoyis quotes the Trumas Hadashin. And that is that we know the halach is hamoitzi mechaver yol v'raya. Right? The Gemara says that Tzumchus holds mamon amoto besafik cholkim aloy shvua. Aval chachamim oimrim zek klal gadol b'din. Hamoitzi mechaver yol v'raya. In hamoitzi mechaver yol v'raya state that if you want to be moitzi mamon from somebody, you need a raya. What's the definition of raya? The definition of raya is more than roiv. So as much as roiv is considered somewhat of a raya, but at the same time, as it relates to being moitzi mamin, being that there's a new din called hamoitzi mechaveri olav raya, so now the amount that you need to be able to get money from somebody is something that has to be elevated to the level of raya. Raiv is not enough of a raya. Now, you tell me, raiv is not a raya. I thought it is a raya. Yeah, but for the din, hamoitzi mechaveri olav raya, that word raya requires more. And as a result, roiv is not going to be enough. So it's true, roiv always works. But it doesn't work to be moitzi mamon. You know why? Because hamoitzi mechaver yol v'raya, and roiv is nishkenug fin arag. I just want to explain this a little bit better. That is, the Gemara in Mesechtes Bava Kama, daf mem vav amud beis, this is in the beginning of Perek Shor Shanogach Saparo, says, Amar Rav Shmuel bar Nachmid, minayi lamoitzi mechaver yol v'raya? How do you know that hamoitzi mechaver is yol v'raya? Shenemar, because it says in the Pasuk, mi bal dvarim yigash aleihem. And we darshan yigash as if it would say, yagish, yagish raya aleh. You want to be moitzi mamin? You have to deliver a raya. Ask of the Rav Ashi. So Rav Ashi heard Rav Shmuel ben Achmini said, and he didn't understand. He said, l'halam alikra svaruhu. You need a pasuk to tell me I'm moitzi mechaveri all of a raya? It's a svaru. The kov le ki'iva, ozal beyasya. If someone has something bothering him, he goes to a doctor. Meaning, if you want something, you need to make the move. So you're trying to take money from somebody, of course you have to bring a raya. What's the havamina to think otherwise? And when you finish this Gemara, it sounds like Enochinami. Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani said, "How do you know that Hamoitzim Echavei all right, it's not from a pasuk mi bal dvarim yigash aleihem." But the Maisa, Rav Ashi says, "No, you don't need a pasuk for that." Halamali cross svaruhu. At the end of the day, Hamoitzim Echavei all over raya is because it's a svaru. Stating that, and we mentioned this many times in the shiurim from the last machzer. The Rashi in Masechtas Gittin, Daf Mem Ches Amud Beis, Dibra Maschel Hamoitzi Mechaveri Olavarai. So the context is not important, but the Dibra Maschel gives away what's going on here, right? Hamoitzi Mechaveri Olavarai. Zokte, look at Rashi. Olav Lahavi Eden Levarer Hasafik. Udoi Raisihi. Vibavakama Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis, Mi Bal Dvorim Yigash Aleihem Yagish Raya. Elehem. Faith the Pnei Yeshua here in Gittin Memches Amidays and there in Bava Kama Memvav Amidays. Rashi seems to be bringing the Havamin of the Gemara in Shor Shanogah Chasapara. Rashi says, what's the Makar Tamoitzim Mechaveri Olav Arai? It's a Pasuk. It says, Mid Bal Dvarim Yigash Aleihem. Now that was what Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani said. But then it was Maskefla Rav Ashi Lomali Kros Svaruhu. And it sounded like when you read the Gemara for sure that Rav Ashi's Taina was Neskabel. There was no answer that was given to Rav Ashi. So if that's the case, Freik de Pnei Yeshua, Rashi in Gittin Memches Amidays seems to be quoting the Havamin of the Gemara in Bava Kama Memvav Amidays. L'chura Divrei Rashi. And the Pnei Yeshua says a davar nifla. The Pnei Yeshua says, we know hamoitzim mechaveri olav haraya, right? If one person is a muchzik and another person is trying to get money out of him, so you have to bring the raya if you want to schlep the money out of him. But the truth is, hamoitzim mechaveri olav haraya is something that we say in extreme cases as well. For example, what would be if the moitzi is a bari and the muchzik is a shem, right? The toiveya, the person that's trying to schlep, is bari. He says, "Mon libiyotcha." The other person, the nitva, the one that's holding on to the money, says, "I don't know, could be, maybe. You look a little familiar. I remember borrowing money from someone. Maybe it was you. I'm not 100% sure." Right? He's a shema. Bari v'shema, big sugi in chas. Bari yadav, lav bari yadav. We paskin. Bari v'shema, when there's a muchzik, lav bari yadav. Why? Because hamoitzim mechaveri olav haray. Says the Pnei Yeshua. Is that so pasha? That's like lomali cross faru? I don't know if that's all pashit. One person's a bari, the other person's a shema. I can hear a little bit that if one person's a bari, the other person's a shema, maybe the bari has a better taina. He's adif, right? There is a man that holds bari v'shema, bari adif. And as a result, he should be up. Oh, but the teretz is, zek klal gadol b'din, hamoitzim mechaveri al v'ra. But I don't know that it's all pashit. So let me give you another example. Ein hochem b'mamon achar roiv. Shita shmu. In the beginning of Amoicha Peres, as quoted throughout Shas, is it so poshit that ein hochem b'mamon achar roiv? Why is that so posh? Meaning, why is it ein hochem b'mamon achar roiv? Because it can't be moitzi mamon with a roiv. I don't know. Halamali cross faru? I don't think it's so poshit. So says the Pnei Yeshua Dover Nifla. He says that Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni said, how do you know Hamoitzi Mechaveri Olav Araya? He learned it from a pasuk. Maskefla Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi told him, it sounds like what you're saying, Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, that the whole concept of Hamoitzi Mechaveri Olav Araya is something I learned from a pasuk. That can't be. Halamali cross faru? The Iker Din. The basic principle of Amoitze Mechaveri Olav Araya, Halamali Kras Svaruhu. But there's no question, says the Pnei Yeshua, Rashi understood, that even Rav Ashi understood as well, that there is a certain Madrega of Amoitze Mechaveri Olav Araya that for sure is not a Svaruhu, and for that you would need a Pasuk. And when Rav Ashi was being Matmiya on Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, he was just being Matmiya, why do you need Amoitze Mechaveri Olav Araya for the why do you need the Pasuk for the institution of Amoitze Mechaveri Olav Araya? A Baham Miyad is a certain Madrega of Amoitze Mechaveri Olav Araya. There's a certain Madrega of Muchzik and Cheskes Mamon that I only know because of the Pasuk. So when Rashi quoted the Pasuk, it's Lefi HaEmes. Because Lefi HaEmes, you do need the Pasuk. I think Gemara says Svaru for the Iker Din, Amoitze Mechaveri Olav Araya. But the Pasuk to tell me that you say Amoitze Mechaveri Olav Araya even when it's a Bari V'Shem. And the pasuk to tell me, say, Amoitze Mechaveri Olav Araya, even when there's a roiv. Meaning, Bari V'Shemo, Lav Bari Yotif, and Ein Holchem B'Mamon Achar Roiv, which basically is a certain madrega in Amoitze Mechaveri Olav Araya, that's something I know from the pasuk. But here's the bottom line. The bottom line is that what emerges is that there's a pasuk that says, Hamoitze Mechaveri Olav Araya. What's the pasuk? Mi bal dvar migash alev. You're going to say, no, it's not. That's the havamin of the Gemara. What do you mean? You sound like an Amoritz. You don't know the havamin of the Gemara? It's a mask. Lomali cross svaruhu. Nah, you have to know it's Pnei Yeshua. It's a very important Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua says that the Gemara only fell off of the pasuk as it relates to the Iker Din. But there's no question that there's a certain neufach. There's a certain madrega of Hamoitze Mechaveri Olav Araya that I only know Machmas the Pasuk. So the bottom line is there's a Pasuk that says Hamoitze Mechaveri Olav Araya. And that Pasuk says Bari V'Shem Ala Bari Yodiv. That Pasuk says Ein Hochem Mamon Achar Roiv. So again, what's the Kasha? Kola Terukula, there's something called Roiv. So how come when it comes to Mamon is it different? The Teretz is because by Mamon Zeklal Gadol B'Din Hamoitze Mechaveri Olav Araya, and that Raya needs to be better than a Roiv. And what's the Makar to that? The Makar to that is a Pasuk. So you're right, there's a Pasuk of Achir Rabban Lahatos, but Lu'umas, the Pasuk of Achir Rabban Lahatos, is another Pasuk. And the other Pasuk is Mi Bal Dvarim Yigash Aleim. And it's from that Pasuk of Mi Bal Dvarim Yigash Aleim where I learn Hamoitze Mechaveri Olav Araya, even when it's going up against these mitigating factors such as Bari V'Shemo, such as Roiv Afilu Hachi, Zeklal Gadol Bedin, Cheskas Mamin, Muchzik Adif, Zeklal Gadol Bedin, Amoitze Mechaveri Olav Araya. That's Luchura, a maybe Pashit approach to understanding why it is Ein Holchem B'Mamon Achar Roiv. Stating that, there's another very, very important Mahalach, and that's from the Ktzos HaChoshen. And the Ktzos, like we mentioned earlier, is in Sefer Ktzos HaChoshen Simen Reish Pei Beis, and it's also in Shev Shmaitza. It's Shmaitza Dalid Chaf Dalid. So we'll learn it from the Shmaitza, and I just think it's kedai to speak out the Shmaitza. It's not a long piece, a small piece, but like every single Ktzos, it's very, very important. The Shmaitza begins with a tshuva from the Mari Evan Leiv. So every good Ktzos starts with a Mari Evan Leiv, right? So this Shmaitza begins with a Mari Evan Leiv where there was a Shiloh that was asked to him. There was a Meister Shoya Kachoya. There was someone that was an apotropis for Nichsei Yisayim. So his job was to watch Nichsei Yisayim. Now, he had sold some of the property that belonged to the Yisayim, and there was a Shiloh whether the sale was a legitimate sale or whether it was an illegitimate sale. Now, by way of background, there's a whole sugya, it's in Perakan Hazak and Masech Tzgitin, as it relates to the laws that govern an apotropis and how he needs to treat the Nichsei Yisayim. Specifically, Le'in Yoneinu, an apotropis is allowed to sell Nichsei Yisayimim if the purpose of the sale, the use of proceeds, is going to be to feed the Yisayimim. But if he's going to sell Lahaniach, to put something away, to store it because he thinks he has a better investment, that's not something he's allowed to do. unless he gets a sign off from Beis Din. If Beis Din says you could, then it's going to be okay. Either way, this apotropis had sold nichsei yisayim, it was karka, and there was a little bit of a shiloh. Was it a legitimate sale or was it not a legitimate sale? The lekeach tainted yeah, others were saying no, and there was a question whether we should unwind this transaction or not. So the shiloh was brought to the Maria Evan Leiv, and the Maria Evan Leiv said gishmak. He said that my muscharishin is that the sale's a good sale. Why? Because there's a svek sveka. Could be that the reason that the apotropis sold was lahachal, to feed the yisoyimim. If that's the case, it's for sure a good sale. Va'filu imtim tzoloimar, he sold lehoniach. Maybe he had a sign off from Beis Din, in which case it's a good sale. So there's two tzadim to say it's a good sale. It's a svek sveka. And being that it's a svek sveka, I think the sale's a good sale. But then said the Maria Evan Leiv, I'm not sure. You know why I'm not sure? Because everyone knows the Rajba says in the Tshuva that had a svek sveka work, it works me din roiv. And we know ein holchen b'mamon achar aroiv. So said the Mari Evan Leiv, if that's the case, it could be, although it's true, the Lekeach has a svek sveka supporting him, that the sale was a good sale, but at the same time, you right now, with the svek sveka, want to be moitzi the karka from the assignment. The problem is, the karka is mammon, the svek sveka works as roiv, and you can't be moitzi mammon with a roiv. So said the Maria Evan Leiv, I'm a supik, I'm not sure. On the one hand, I feel like the Lekeach has a svek sveka, and being that he has a svek sveka, so therefore he shouldn't end up getting it, because svek sveka always wins. But my other side is svek sveka works mitam roiv, and we're dealing with mammon, the ein hochem the mammon, acharoiv. Zok de ktsois. No. The emes is, this that ein hochem the mammon, acharoiv, that's only true, like we said, when you're being moitzi from a chazaka, right? When you want to be moitzi from cheskes mammon, that's when you say ein hochem the mammon, acharoiv. But to the extent that you're not looking to be moitzi mammon from a muchzik, so then there's no halach of ein hochem mammon acharoiv. Aber zok tzitzis, the emes is, the whole thing is a pella. Why is it that you can't be moitzi from a muchzik with a roiv? Maishna, from roiv that could always be moitzi, or is always other from muchzik. Ruba v'chazaka, ruba adif is true and kala terikula. So why should ruba v'chazaka not be adif when it comes to cheskes mammon? Right? That's the great sakasha. Says the ktois, I'm going to tell you the pshat. The pshat is like this. He says that every chazaka, what's a chazaka, right? So let's take a classic case. This is one of the cases that the ktois uses. You have an ishas ish, and now all of a sudden, her husband threw her a get. And it's a suffik if the get's a good get or not, right? Suffik karev law, suffik karev law. So what are you going to say? She has a chazaka. What's her chazaka? She's becheskes eishes ish. And because she's becheskes eishes ish, so it's for that reason, we're going to assume she's still an eishes ish. Or if you have something that you know was tahar, and now all of a sudden, it could be it became tameh, right? Shnei shvilim, I don't know. And now there's a suffik. Maybe it's tameh, or is it still tahar? So based on the chazaka, we're going to assume that if it was Tahar, it probably still is Tahar. Says the Ktzois, this Chazaka really is what? Is being that I know that this woman got married 2 years ago? Oh, so I'm going to assume she's still married right now. Meaning, what's the Chazaka? The Chazaka was, I know for a fact she was once married, right? Now, I have no idea. But if I know she was once married, I'll assume she's still married. I knew this was once Tahar. So if I knew it was once Tahar, I'm going to assume that it's still Tahar. Chazaka says that being that I know once upon a time this was a certain way, therefore I'm going to assume that it's still the same way. Roiv says the Ktzois is a little bit different. Roiv is not just what was. Roiv is what is. The Metzias of the Roiv is always here right now. Right? Right now, there's a roiv. Roiv animals are not treifus. That's true yesterday, it's true today, and it's going to be true tomorrow. Roiv noshim are not an islandist. That's always true. The Ktzois says the reason ruba v'chazaka ruba adif is because the roiv is here, whereas the chazaka is not here. The roiv is lefaneinu. The metzius of the roiv exists today. As opposed to the chazaka, it's what was. Now, the Din Chazaka says that if that's what was, I have a right to assume that that's also what is. But what is really predicated on what was, as opposed to by the Rav, where what is predicated on what is. Says the Ktzais, Cheskes Mammon is different. Cheskes Mammon, what's the Chazaka? Cheskes Mammon, the Chazaka is that if I'm holding something right now, we leave it by me. Whatever the longness of Cheskes Mammon is, we spoke a lot about that in Cheskes Habatim, right? But the point is, if I'm holding on to something, that's my Chazaka. There, the Chazaka is not based on what was. The Chazaka is based on what is. It's not, I know 2 years ago that she got married, so she's Becheskes Eishesish. No. Right now, I'm holding it. And if right now I'm holding it, so let's leave it by me. I just want to say a little bit more clearly. A regular Chazaka is the Taich that, being that that's the way it was, so leave it where it was. Cheskes Mammon is the Taich, being that that's the way it is, leave it where it is. The Yisoid Chazaka is Oiki Milsa Chazaka, status quo, right? If somebody asks you, can you teach the word Chazaka for me in English? Right now, the intelligent response will be, what type of Chazaka? You mean Cheskes Umdani? You mean this type of Chazaka? You mean Cheskes Gimel Shana? There's a whole bunch of different types of Chazaka. Okay, but once you go, Oiki Milsa, your classic Oiki Minoha Milsa Amrabana Oiki Milsa Chazaka. What's the English word? I'm not 100% sure, but status quo or a synonym thereof, right? If we assume that nothing changed, right? It's not a birur, it's a hanhaga, all the rage. But the point is, in your classic chazaka, it's chazaka de meikara. Because that's what was, I'll assume that's still what is. By cheskes mammon, it's what is. You're holding it today. Some say you were holding it a year ago, mamela, I'm going to give it to you. No, you're holding it right now. So because this is what is, I'm going to assume that it didn't change. But says the Ktzos, I mean, to us it sounds very nuanced, right? Very academic. Abizok the Ktzos, that is the nekuda, it's the mafteach, it's the schlissel, it's the key to understanding Ruba v'chazaka, Ruba adev. Ruba's lefanenu, chazaka is in the past. Therefore, what's lefanenu is better than what was. That's the yisoid of Ruba v'chazaka, Ruba adev. As opposed to cheskes mammon, where the chazaka is also lefanenu. I mean, the chazaka is also lefanenu. Over here, you're not going to have the din of Ruba v'chazaka, Ruba adev. So said the Ktzais, gevaldik. He said, if that's the reason, ein holchev mammon acharoi, hagam Ruba v'chazaka, Ruba adev, that's only going to be true for muchzik. You're dealing with a marikama. Over there, Zoktik Tzoyis, it's not going to be negeya. Why? Because a marikama is also a chazaka. But at the same time, cheskes marikama, I'm not holding on to the thing right now. It's only something that was mine in the past. What was the story by the Maria Evan Lev? The story by the Maria Evan Lev was somebody had a piece of karka, sold it, right? The apotropis sold the karka of the Yisoyman to a lekeach. And now all of a sudden there's a question, Sveksveka, Mitam Roiv, you want to be Maitzi Mom, and you're going up against a chazaka. What's the chazaka you're going up against? Who's in the karka right now? The lekeach's in the karka. Why then are we viewing the Yisoymim as the muchzik, as the one with the cheskes mammon? It's because they have the marakam. Now let's hit the pause button for a second. 1 second. So why? Well, what's even pashu b'shan Maria Evan Lev? I don't say he's the marakama, but you're the muchzik. So isn't the muchzik better? So this is cheskes habatim 101. That's true when? That's true by metaltel, and that's not true by karka. Because by karka we know the marakama is always other from the muchzik. But here's the point: the muchzik, the chazaka that you want the roiv to be moitzi from, is a cheskes marakama. It's not a muchzik. If that's the case, zok the ktzois, over here, ruba v'chazaka is going to be ruba adif. Because although the marakama is a cheskes mammon, just like muchzik is a cheskes mammon, right? How do you teach cheskes mammon? A chazaka by mammon, right? So marakama is a chazaka, cheskes marakama, by mammon, just like muchzik is a chazaka by mammon. But at the same time, you don't have the maila, says the ktzois, by cheskes marakama that you do by your regular muchzik. The maila by muchzik, and the reason ain't it's not because it's cheskes mammon. It's not because it's a chazaka by mammon. That's not the word. It's because the chazaka is saying not leave it where it was, leave it where it is. So the chazaka is rooted in lefanenu, just like the roiv is rooted in lefanenu. So over there you don't have the maila of roiv over chazaka. Thus you don't have ruv chazaka ruv adav. Cheskes marakama zok tiktois is also a situation of the chazaka by mammon. But at the same time, it's more of your classic chazaka mekar, because right now the yisoyimim are not the ones that have it. Who has it right now? Right now it's the lekeach that has it. And being that right now it's the lekeach that has it, so it emerges difference then is that really what's the cheskas mamin of the yesoimim? The cheskas mamin is marakama. Ein hochin the mamin acharoyv. But when it comes to marakama, ruba v'chazaka ruba adav. And what do you mean? That's amaratzis. You know that roiv can't be mighty from a cheskas mamin. Zoktik tais, it can't be mighty from a muchzik. But it could be mighty from a marakama. So the marakama and the muchzik are very, very similar. They're both cheskas mamin. Of a zoktik tais, there is a fundamental balabatish a difference. By muchzik, the chazaki is lifanenu. By marakama, the chazaki is not lifanenu. And being that by marakama, the chazaki is not lifanenu, it's no different than any chazaki that may kara. And being by every chazaki that may kara, you say ruba v'chazaki, ruba adav, here it's going to be different. So again, what Diktsois told the Maria Evan Leiv? Diktsois told the Maria Evan Leiv. Maria Evan Leiv had a shaila, he wasn't sure in the case of the Svek Sveiko because of Einoch Mamanach Arav. Zach Diktsois, no shaychis. Einoch Mamanach Arav is when it's being moitzi from muchzik, not when it's being moitzi from marakama. What's the difference? Because by muchzik, the chazak is lefanenu. By marakam, it's no different than any other chazak de meikara. And by every chazak de meikara, ruba v'chazak ruba adav, here it's going to be the same. I thought ches, no, the nakuda is not cheskes mamin, that's not the word. The word is the chazak lefanenu, or is it not? By muchzik, the chazak is lefanenu. Over here, the chazak is not lefanenu. This is one thing I think we have to speak out, because we spoke out so much about this by cheskes abatim, just bossy rak leheir. And that is, when we learn cheskes abatim, we said that the number one thing you learn in cheskes abatim is that if someone is machzik in a piece of property, you don't have your regular muchzik, right? In Kala Terukula, if two people are fighting over something, it's mine, it's mine. Zoymer ani mitzasiya, v'zoymer ani mitzasiya. Zoymer kulashli, v'zoymer kumashli. So whoever's holding on to it, and not Saadi, the Maida Tafas Haidi Day, right? It's muchzik, cheskes mom, cheskes koma, naskid rabab, etc., 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 right? That's the basic halach of Teresh Baal Peh. And that is, if you're holding on to something, you're always considered to be the one that we'll assume it belongs to. And even if the other guy's the marakama, we know for sure once belonged to the other guy. I don't care. Right now, if you're holding on to it, right now we're going to assume it's yours. Because there's something called muchzik, and muchzik's even better than marakama. Mi balvarm yigash aleim, some of the way we spoke about now, right? Even roiv doesn't work, and even bari v'shemu doesn't work. Because if you're the muchzik, it's for sure yours. That's true by metaltlin. By karka, the story is just the opposite. By karka, the marakama is always other from the muchzik. And what's exhibit A for that? The whole perich cheskes abatim. Every cheskes abatim, the marakama goes over to the muchzik. He said, what are you doing in my property? I bought it from you. And there's a, he said, one person's a muchzik, the other person's a marakama. Who ends up winning? The marakama ends up winning. Unless the muchzik has a cheskes gimel shanim. That's a whole different story. If you have a cheskes gimel shanim, but without a cheskes gimel shanim, it's the marakama that's always going to win. The question is why? Why don't you have a regular din muchzik? So we spoke a lot about this when we learned cheskes abatim. But one nusach in the rishonim, and the Achroinim, and by the Rosh Hashivas is, because Karkas ain't in Exalus. And because Karkas ain't in Exalus, really, whoever is the Muchzik of the Karka, whoever is the Marakama of the Karka, is considered to be the Muchzik of the Karka. When you're dealing with Metaltalin, so you could say, I own it, but you're holding it. Karka is in an Exalus. So whoever is the marakama is really considered the muchzik. In other words, in the world of lamdis, there's a very strong tzad that a marakama in karka is not just the marakama. He's also the muchzik. If he's also the muchzik, that means every marakama by karka is also considered to be holding on to the karka. But he's not. What do you mean? Someone else is in it. The Lekeach is in it, not the Yisoyimim. I understand, but the Yisoyimim are the Marakama. And because they're the Marakama, they're viewed as being the Muchzik. If that's the case, it definitely throws a little bit of a wrinkle into the lumness of the Ktzais. Because the Ktzais is saying to the Mari Evan Leiv that Ein Hakim and Mamanach Arav, I Ruba v'Chazaka Ruba Adif. The Teretz is because Rav is Lefanenu and Chazaka is based on the past. But by Muchzik, the Chazaka is also Lefanenu. That's only true by Muchzik, it's not true by Marakama. Because Marakama, your Chazaka is the fact that you owned it. Right now, you're not in it. But in the world of lumness, if you're going to tell me that when I owned it, wherever it is, it's as if I'm still in it, I'm still considered the muchzik. So that means you have the same din muchzik by the marakama as you do with your regular muchzik. And if that's the case, the whole binyan of the ktzais sort of falls away. Now, just to clarify, this is only true when you're dealing with the marakama by karka. If this was metaltlin, it would be different. So if you want to say the ktzais ain holchem b'mamanach aroif, but you could go basaroif by metaltlin to be moitzi from a marakama, we have no ha'aris, because Enochinami, the marakama by metaltlin, doesn't have any chazaka that's lefanenu. But the tshuva of the Mari Evan Leiv was very, very clearly where the person sold karka. Look up the tshuva. Sefer Rishon Klal Yud Gimel Simen Ayin Zayin. That was the story. The story was where he was selling karka. And being that it was karka, so to the extent that the Yisoyimim were considered the Marakama, they're not only the Marakama, they're also the Muchzik. They're also the Muchzik. Maybe you could hear Lifanenu, the Yesh Liyashiv, just throwing out a little bit of food for thought again. We definitely shift gears from the Agadata and Amoichas Asfina to the Lamdis of Amoichas Aperis, more Lamdis and more Tzaisin coming in tomorrow's Daf Bezer Hashem. And we will stop here.